Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Good evening. And welcome to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. You crazy motherfuckers. I'm your host with the most. I'm Cole. And tonight I'm happy to be here with the lovely, lovely, and extremely tired from jacking off so much, Miss Amanda.
I don't really know.
Tonight we've got a wonderful episode for you. It's filled with laughs, tears, stories that'll move you, emotionally motivate you, and quite possibly turn you on. But before we get into the show, let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors.
Should we? Have we ever done a show that turned people on?
Probably not.
Okay.
We'd like to start off with a name that you can trust in sex toys. Motor Bunny. A quality thumper to make sure your girl gets off each and every time. A name that you know and can depend on. MotorBunny.com. You know, it's still barbecue season. It's that time of year. Visit our friends at SmokinMeatBBQTreats.com. Let me spell that for you so you make sure you get to the website. SmokinMeatBBQTreats.com. Have one of their 6 delicious meat rub flavors. Hickory Dust, Lemon Pepper, SBG, the ever-popular Orange Mango Habanero, Pineapple Paradise, and the brand new flavor, Cinnacue. Make sure you get it today. And don't forget, you can go on and use your special CASBA code, CASBA, K-A-S-B-H-15, and get 15% off your order. Finally, if you want to stay up to date with all the latest going on in the adult world and the swinger world, make it a habit each and every month to go to ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. That's ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers. Can't be wrong. Join them today. You'll be glad you did. Let's get on with the show.
I got nothing.
What? I'm trying to change it up. I'm trying to keep it. Trying to keep it upbeat. I'm trying to go with the BBC type thing. The more the British public, British television, not big black gawks. No, that just. I'm trying to change it up. I'm trying to show that, you know, crazy truth about swinging is sophisticated. We could be just one of those slut shows that lie about getting laid all the time and how great they are, or we could be a little more sophisticated. Pinkies up, and away we go to educate, enamor, and help our listeners grow. Come along for the ride, shall we? Yep, there you go. So there you go. This is the way we roll.
Wow, I got nothing.
This is a wonderful change. This is the type of thing where we're able to show our diversity. This is like Cheech and Chong doing a serious role.
Full of shit.
No, this is like Cheech and Chong doing a serious role. Everybody goes, Cole's just a big fucking dumb animal. He can't do this shit. You know what? I can play the serious role, the heartfelt. I can cry when it hurts. I can laugh when it's funny, and all points in between. We're the complete package. Or whatever you want that package to be. Package. All right, on with the show. Show your versatility. You're the one that needs versatility. Show us a good O face. Come right now. Go.
I don't know.
No. That's the shit face. Show a good O. Show.
You have what to, mine looks like.
You have to. No, it's not. Trust me. At no point in time have I ever fucked you in the last 31 years and went, she's either coming or she's taking a shit. That's never thought in my mind. I've thought,
well, I can't sit here and hold my breath. She's dying
because she's holding her breath. No, but for the camera, in a few short weeks, you're going to be in front of cameras getting banged by what could be good, could be bad. But the camera, you have to make love. You're making raw sex to the person and make love to the camera. Show us. Right now, go. Go.
Yeah, no.
That's what you're going to do there. Go.
You didn't say make sounds. You said show them your O face.
Well, go. Just, you're getting banged right now and go. Oh, you know you like it. Oh, feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh.
What the flying fuck?
Oh, God, yes.
Stop. Oh, my God. You don't make that much sound.
No, don't touch it. It's sensitive. I can. For the cameras, I absolutely can. Absolutely.
Okay.
So one of the things you're gonna do is Horny Housewife Confessions. It's a website, right? And so one of the things you're gonna do is you have to tell a story. It's in three parts. And you're not fucking anybody, but it leaves first you're fully clothed, then you're partially touching yourself, and then the end you're jacking off coming. They're like,
really?
I can do it too. I can do it too if I want to. But I'm like, but you got to be able to make it convincing. So that's, you know. So here's the only problem when a guy fakes it is my dick's not hard then, and you don't see my other hand. It's because I'm using it like a puppet. Just saying. If at any point in time you see me stick my hand, I go, that means I tried to come out of my fingers. It is what it is. Just saying. Anyways. Onward and upward. Tonight's a...
Open your pop and close. It's making a goofy noise.
Can you make a goofy noise for the cameras?
No, I can't.
Why not? Why am I the one making the sound effects? You start and I'll join in. This would be great.
Do you want the fake coming sounds that the porn stars use?
No, use the fake ones, but that sound good. Oh, baby. Oh. Keep going. We're going to do this together.
That was fake, because I don't do anything high-pitched anything.
No, you don't. Well, yeah, we have it. Let's do something. We'll see if we can do it in tandem.
No, we're not doing this.
Yeah, come on. No. It's like a vocal. La, 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 la. Do, re, fa, sol, mi, la, di, do. So we're warming up our vocals for sex. The last thing you want to do is get a fucking leg cramp or a throat cramp. You don't want to be like, like that's horrible.
Is there such thing as a throat cramp?
Could be. I don't know. These are all.
Now
this
on
is
Sunday,
all,
my hip popped, and I said, "You didn't hear that."
These will all be things that will need to be edited out later on. Because if you're doing like MILF porn, then it's okay. That's added.
And then I'm like, oh well, hold on, wait. You're going to have to change positions. My hips are killing me.
Because they don't lie. At some point in time, I think that they should be like that sort of porn, because old man porn where it's like, man down, oh my God, my leg. I think that'd be funny. Anyways. Yeah. I think the show is off to a smashing start.
I don't know what the hell you're doing, but sure.
I think the new format is going to do well. I really do. I think the calmer, more relaxed...
Right.
I think that this is what the masses been screaming for. I made his wife come, but did I make her pass out? Okay. So the thing, you know, I actually left dirty messages this week on some people's phones.
Look at you go, Mr. Expander.
One is because our joke is that we're gonna fuck on bubble wrap. So I took a bunch of bubble wrap from my office and recorded popping, going, oh, as I'm popping bubble wrap. But that just kind of quirks. It's one of those things. You know,
you're weird.
This is what we do. So, yeah. See, some people are going to listen to this and be like, this is what all their episodes are like. It's like, no. No, they grew. We came out of our shell. I'm like a seed. I have sprouted. And reach whole new levels of growth and maturity.
I had no idea you were going to pull that crap.
What? It's just me being me. Pick you up.
Right. We going to nickname you High Class Burp a Lot?
But yeah.
That wasn't a high right class burping, you know.
Damn well, really.
You can high have class your finger up all you want to, but that burp finger just ruined the whole thing.
No, it didn't. You finger know what? Up your ass. Look, here's the thing. I can make weird sounds and it can sound classy all the way through.
I know.
Yeah, bullshit. You're talking about somebody who convinced people to get in trunks of cars and to stand in specific spots and make them move 2 inches over and say, no, there. I can burp. I can do what makes sounds make people think that, yes. I can tell people to go fuck themselves, and they're like, well, thank you. That's great advice. Okay. So we're ready to go. All right, what do we want to talk about tonight? I know that, you know, you got to act like you know what's going on. Like, this is
well,
a surprise.
Well, I don't know.
That
so far,
notice
you've totally thrown me for a loop, and I really even, I'm pretty much just speechless.
Why?
Because I totally didn't expect Cole, Mr. Outgoing Loudmouth, to be so quiet and subdued.
See, that's the whole thing. This is the part that hurts. It hurts so damn bad. Everybody has taken and put me in this box. They've taken and put me in this box and went, he's only this. And I'm so much more than just loud and obnoxious. I'm so much broader than that. I've been pigeonholed and typecast in this little box, and no one sees the deeper, more meaningful side of me. That side's yearning to get out. It needs to be acknowledged and loved. It's like a small child that sits and dies every single day as I just tell dirty jokes, say fuck a lot, and be loud. Aww. This is fun as fuck. Okay.
Apparently, you're getting a big ass thrill out
well,
of it.
Well, you know, the thing is, no one knows what's going on. So, okay, so, wait. Okay, so, what is it? Now the cocaine kicks in. Okay, so.
You've had too much chocolate today.
I opened the bag. I had 2 pieces of chocolate. Your kid had the rest. Okay. I don't want to hear your shit about the fact that I've been mainlining chocolate. I don't want to hear it. It's what it is. Okay. It's not up on my nose. It's not there. Just check it. Anyways. Okay, so we do need to talk about some shit that actually has some sort of, like, you know, substance. Because that's what we're about. Substance.
Well, we had a party this weekend.
Well, we didn't have it. We attended.
We attended a party.
We attended a party this weekend. We were the lucky recipients of a golden ticket. We were like Willy Wonka's. Well, we weren't Willy Wonka. We just were like Charlie and got the golden ticket. And we did go to a party. And we had a good time that said party. I like to make literary references, again, to show the swingers are deeper than just sticking their dicks in stuff. So, yes, party this weekend, Island Riders Halloween party, which was a nice time. Good time was had by all. Oscars won. Oscars Volleyball won. And then we had a party on top of it. So that was a good time. There was a lot of people gyrating. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to watch. Gyrations are a fun thing. They really are. And it was really nice. It wasn't our party, so we didn't have to do a bunch of work at it, which is always
so
fun.
So back up to what happened to you Thursday.
Not a damn thing happened to me Thursday.
No, yeah, it did.
Oh, no, it didn't.
It's what hindered Saturday night. Yes,
oh,
you did.
Motherfuck. So, okay, yeah. So, I have a sinus infection, right? And so, because I do everything with power and purpose.
Sure,
including
we'll go with that.
The fact that I'm on like 10,000 milligrams of some fucking drugs to try to knock this shit out, right? So, it's caused me to hack up a lung. So, I'm coughing, but there are these deep, manly, this should turn girls on, just saying. Deep manly cough, Vikingish, if you might say, coughs, and I'm like, the next day, I'm like, my fucking abs, Thursday, my abs hurt. I'm like, I'm gonna have abs of fucking steel. And I'm taking a shower, and one of my abs of steel is actually poking out all fucking weird and funny. And I'm like, it seems as though this ab hurts more than the others, and it's not shaped like an ab.
I got a call saying, you've got a serious problem.
We got a serious fucking problem here, because I figured out what my ab of steel was. It was a hernia. I've managed to cough myself into a fucking hernia, which is just amazing how fucking...
It feels pretty cool.
Yes. And here's an important note for all of you listening at home. When you tell somebody, here, feel this, My bad. I didn't say, here, rub it gently. And there was a confusion. It happens. And we felt it and went, poke! And that hurts like hell. So that hurt. So, but like, now, here's the thing. Let me just say, but I didn't put, I sent a picture and they're like, no, don't worry about it. Okay. So we went out Friday night. Mm-hmm. And I powered through like a champ. Mm-hmm. I absolutely powered through like a champ. Here's some things that I've learned. My height is the same that my belly button is the same height as the handle on a shopping cart. Mm-hmm. So when you hit a bump and it stops and you slam right into your belly button hernia. If you don't position yourself differently, some people's butts can be right at the same level as your belly button. And so then you yip and yelp at the same time. It's kind of entertaining. If you forget about it and you flail around a lot, like when I talk, and you don't think, you bump your belly button about 75,000 times in a day. Because each time I'm reminded, I go, ooh, tick, ouch, ooh, tick, ouch. Your seatbelt, as a fat guy, goes right across your belly button. So it's amazing how many things have been playing with my hernia. And, so Saturday night, by the end of the night, Saturday night, I was a scotch sore, let's just say. I was a little bit, So that, it just, like, my age is kind of between the fucking, the sinus infection and shit trying to pull an alien coming out of my body and all the rest of shit. I was done. So that kind of hurt. We didn't get to play because I threw in the towel. Mm-hmm. I totally pussed out. So I'm not gonna lie, I pussed out. But now we're ready to roll though. We're gonna fight through this and sip and foppery and go. And we'll just tape it back in or something. I think. Right. Or something.
Tape.
We're just gonna tape or staples or spackle or something. Is what we're going to do with this thing. So I'm not really worried about it.
Surgery and mesh.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
There is, but that is elective. As I was told by, I got in the doctor's notes, bitch, don't even argue with me. The doctor said it, not me. That's elective because sometimes it'll just go back in on its own. So eventually my body will just reabsorb it. Like, it seems to be some sort of alien sort of things. So I'm not really sure, but Yep. So I won't be getting a tattoo over my belly button anytime soon because that would hurt severely. So, but I have no more weight restrictions, so Santa's all full go. I can still lift people under my knees as need be. It's going to hurt like hell, but I can still do it. And so we're all ready to go. So then we're ready to fuck.
Might get you a pillow. Belly pillow.
I don't have long enough legs because I already have a big belly to begin with. So if I have a belly pillow on top of my belly, then I'm gonna have a whole lot of like slivers of space for the girls.
Kids' butts are little.
I don't care about the kids' butt. I'm thinking more for the adult stars out in New Jersey gonna take pictures with me. Just saying. Hopefully, just saying. No. That's not my penis. That's my hernia lower. That's gonna be the big thing. So yeah, so we got that going. So yeah, it's gonna be yep. So there you go. But I powered through that shit. We did not stop.
Had fun Saturday.
We did have fun Saturday.
We made it most of the night.
We did. But I didn't get drunk at all this weekend.
And you know what happened?
No.
I was eating a cupcake.
You were eating a cupcake.
And my country dance partner. Right. Whip me up on the dance floor, and you got my cupcake. When I got back, it was gone.
It was. And that son of a bitch grabbed it out of my hand and ran like hell. I was terrified. If I hadn't had a hernia, I'd caught that bastard. Just saying. Well, you get to wear your costume again Friday night.
Too bad I don't know where my Smurf one is.
The thing is I'm actually having her take her costume to Exotica because it's hot as fuck.
Apparently everybody liked my costume.
I did. Tina did. A lot of people did.
Had a great time dancing. Yeah, because it was fun.
A lot of people did. It was hot. So there you go. So, but okay.
No, Shannon, it wasn't you. It was Cole. He ate my cupcake. And, of course, it was the frosting part.
I didn't know such thing.
And I didn't go back to get another one.
I never touched it. I don't believe in sugary foods. Sugary treats are not for me.
Didn't you just confess to eating chocolate earlier today?
I don't think anybody was listening to that part. So, anyways, it's for the children. It's all for the children, damn it. Okay, so...
Yes, we must dance the hot dances again.
Okay, so we need to talk about some of the smear-ish.
Our lips would need to be together a little bit.
Which set?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help.
Both?
Is that possible?
Not at the same time.
It could be. You could both be flexible enough to do that.
Huh?
If you're both flexible, you could do that. You could make a heart with your bodies and your pussy lips and your lips could touch. If you practice, look, you got to up your game. You got to practice. Nothing's easy. Just saying. Anyways, okay, so what are we going to talk about that's actually valuable for swinging?
Well, I gave you one suggestion earlier about well, then if you want to hit that.
Well, I'll hit it. Right now, I'll hit anything. I haven't touched myself for so long. I just want to go. No, yeah. No,
Way to go, jackass.
Go. Talk.
Talk. How about, let's see, do we hit the subject of how to take rejection?
Ooh.
Or do we hit the subject of accepting the word no? Which would be kind of the same thing, and we can kind of put it together.
You lead. You lead it how you want to go. Lead this train. This is part of learning how to pull trains.
Choo choo! I'm not the train wreck. Well, I can be. Well, I don't know where to start with it.
I'll start. Okay, so what we saw, you know, we talk about stuff that we see a lot of times, and one of the things that we saw we had to come up was, it's almost more about aggression than anything. We saw a situation, and there was like. So many red flags with this situation that it was frightening, okay? I'm just going to run through the red flags. Sobriety for consent. Getting consent. Accepting no for an answer. Physically stopping. Physically manhandling. Badgering. Hounding. I mean, this was the ultimate train wreck of a situation. And the reason that we're talking about it is because, quite honestly, this would have had the potential to, with a lot of females, could have went south really fucking fast. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing with this. This situation involves a couple primarily with the female being the aggressor to another female. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about it because you don't think this kind of stuff can happen. You just go, no, it doesn't happen. It won't happen. It happened. It happened where I'd stepped in once already and thought the problem was solved. And it happened still. So you're just going, wow, and this is something that has to come up. Mm-hmm. It was a very interesting thing when you have someone that blatantly said, I am in no, you know, the answer is no, and I'm at no point that I could actually give consent at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So acknowledge the fact that they were saying no and that they couldn't possibly give consent. At that point in time, everything should have stopped right there. Mm. The challenge with this is, there's a lot of challenges. One, how do you, if you witness it, what do you do? How do you stop it? How do you step in? How do you know? If you, how do you handle it so you don't escalate the situation? How do you do it so you don't alienate people? How do you, there's so many factors with this. It's like when a train wreck happens, you can't stop a train wreck. The train wreck has happened. But what we're really talking about is, what do you do when you're standing there witnessing it? Because quite honestly, this is the part that's most concerning, is that 99% of the time in the swinging world, and in life in general, people go, it's not affecting me, they turn the other way. They don't want to get involved. But you have to. And in the swinging world, it's even more important, especially when you mix swinging world and vanilla establishment. Okay? And that's the part of it. Is okay, so the question first I'd pose to people listening on our secret Facebook page, Kaz Bank. Do you have a responsibility, if you're standing there and you're watching this unfold, do you have a responsibility to step in? Do you feel like you have a responsibility to step in, even if there's a chance that maybe you're coming in late to the scene so you don't know the whole situation, but something about it caused you to go, this doesn't seem right? That would be the question that I have. And so, and people already arrive at that. Most definitely, yes. And that's where shit gets, that's the most important part, absolutely. So many times, we don't want to make the mistake. We don't want to be the one to walk up and go, what the fuck is going on here? And find out that it was like their dynamic or everybody was on the same page and you misread the situation. Let's see. I'm the type of, I can't, my eyes.
I'm the type of person I'd want to get involved, de-escalate the situation if I can. If not, try to get someone who can.
Yep. Can I learn?
Did you say it was a woman being aggressive towards another woman?
Yes.
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 We should do our best to try and help diffuse the situation, but often don't.
Yes.
I didn't see it.
No. Here's the challenge with it, is that we have to apologize. And what I mean by that is, it is so, you'll be so much happier if you have to go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that, you know, okay, everything's cool. It's so much easier to have a little egg on your face with that than to read in the paper the next day about something bad happening.
Well, and it doesn't hurt to go, is everything okay?
Right, exactly.
If they go, yeah, everything's fine, or one person just looks at you blank, and the other one, that the aggressor, says, no, everything's fine.
Yep. We have to step up. And yeah, Tina's out here and ask questions. We have to get involved, because honestly, a lot of times, train wrecks happen because people make mistakes, too much booze, too much whatever. But they can easily be de-escalated, or they can easily be ignored and implode and just go fucking apeshit. Even I made a huge mistake in this event, because I did something I don't ever do. I assumed. I had stopped the situation once, and it was under control. Progressed along in the evening, and at the end of the night, there was an opportunity for all those parties to again be away from me, and it instantly kicked back up again. And it was by a fluke, all of a sudden me going, huh, that I walked out and stopped it again. In hindsight, I should never have assumed. So even somebody looking for it, we all make mistakes. It can happen, but we have to be willing to ask questions, and we have to be willing to say, no, you need to stop. We have to be willing to say that to somebody. If you're not sure, if you're not comfortable with the answers you're getting, the person that you're trying to, whoever you feel like is the person that's in danger, you've got to get them around other people immediately. You've got to get them around other people. Look, I'm going to put this disclaimer out here with this. This is not a situation. None of these types of situations are where you need to play a fucking hero and throw down or anything else. It's the key is to get to a group, to get the person away and get them to a group, and get yourself to a group. Because here's the thing. If someone's not doing anything wrong, they'll have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. If you're misreading the situation, the person that's doing nothing wrong will have no problem with you having other people involved or having them step away. Will have no problem. If they're not, they'll have a real fucking problem with it. Mm-hmm. That and how many times, here's the challenge is, the situation specifically happened at a bar. But we're talking about this kind of shit happens at parties and events and meet and greets and shit all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it can happen at anybody's. Let's duly note here. There's no such thing as in no one person's event can you go, oh, I know I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to be looking for that.
Yeah.
We pride ourselves on our events. Could it happen at one of our events? Absolutely it could. Mm-hmm. It can happen. So you have to be ready all the time. You just have to be. And I think it's easy in the lifestyle to let our guard down because we're supposed to be a community. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to believe that shit could happen, ramp up as bad as it could. Mm-hmm. Literally talking about someone trying to force people in a car. No, come on, you know you want to. Come on, you know you want to. Come on, just come on, come on, come on. Trying to force somebody into a car. Think about that for a minute. Think about the ramifications of that. This is the challenge. It's challenging for me now because I don't smoke anymore. So a lot of times, this type of shit, when does this type of shit usually happen? It doesn't happen in the middle of a dance floor, usually.
No.
Right?
No.
It happens in the the hallways to rooms, the elevators, the going out to smoke, the, let's call it the deep dark corners of recesses of an event or a place. So where I don't smoke it, when I smoked, I was usually out in those, I was there in those deep dark places. So you realize you have to change and have to be aware. Like I had to remember, hey, so-and-so hasn't been at the table for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And you're really good about that because I think you said it at our Halloween party. Somebody went out to have a smoke when we got back to the hotel. And you said, they've been out there quite a while. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's one of the things you have to be aware of it. And I apologize for talking somewhat in vagueness because obviously we need to. The situation, names are not necessary to understand the situation as a whole.
Well, it's just in general. You know, you have to be on your toes. But then talk about the couple that came off aggressive when really who knows what we know what the intentions were.
Right.
But who knows how, you know, could they not take no? Because there's so many ways to say no without blatantly saying no.
And that's part of the challenge that we have in lifestyle. One, you're in a sexually charged environment. So there's a flirty whatever. And so I think a lot of times this is something we all have to get better at. And I bitch at you about it, but I'm just as guilty of being more assertive in how we say no. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not really in a swinger's thought process to say, no, thank you. Please stop.
Yeah, I'm like, some other time. Yeah, that's no.
Right. And by doing that, we actually perpetuate the problem. And it's not just women that do it. I mean, we have to, that's part of what we have to own is that as guys, we do it too. We actually, mm-hmm. No one wants to be the dick. No one wants to hurt somebody's feelings, whatever. And so what starts off is flirty and then it's like, okay, well now it's, because everybody's, look, I've had girls flirt with me that have no intentions of like, they don't want anything. They're just flirting because they're flirting, whatever, mm-hmm. Which is fine. And then also at some point in time, that hen comes home to roost, and it's like the truth is going to come out. But I think that we're notorious in the lifestyle for not saying no. The other challenge is when you see a situation unfolding, again, it takes two to tango. So you don't know if the other person's like, no, no, really, it's okay, no, no, I don't think so, versus putting a hard foot down going, no. Obviously, even if they didn't do it, it doesn't make them wrong. No is no, however it's said. But we have to be aware of that, and we have to learn how to be firm It's not being aggressive. It's just being firm and solid in our resolve of what it means. Because if you turn to, if, think of it with a kid. If you turn and say, oh, no, not right now. Or you turn and go, I said no.
Well, I don't know. Whenever I said maybe, my kids would go, that means no.
Well, yeah.
So yeah. They learn that.
They learn that. But you said, you, if you don't say it with resolve, people don't get it. And then when you mix alcohol and everything else with it, that becomes a huge challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm actually going to take this an added step here. We're going to go a little off topic, but on topic.
Okay.
Okay. I want to talk about something because this is something we are seeing more and more and more of. I'm going to talk about booze and drugs at events. And the reason I want to talk about this is that there is almost a that the party is outweighing the sex. The party is outweighing the meeting and greeting. The meeting and greeting is secondary to the party. Right? So you have a younger generation that parties harder. Obviously, there's things that were not legal when we were kids that are legal now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're about the party. And you have people our age trying to be younger that they're all about the party. And one of the things that I was having a conversation with a very good friend of mine who they don't drink. And who I've seen this firsthand, have almost been shunned at times because they're not drinking. Mm-hmm. The meet and greet part is like, what do you mean you want to meet and greet people? What do you mean you want to like talk and see if you want to hook up? You know, there's a party, there's weed and there's booze and there's whatever. And it ties into the other parts of the problem that we deal with. Because the focal point has changed so incredibly much for a lot of people. Now I'm not saying that everybody who drinks, I like to drink, or everybody who is 420 friendly, is that's bad. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that I think it's funny how it is ramped up to the point where people can't do this sober, and it intimidates people when somebody is sober. Mm-hmm. And I mean, think about this for a minute. The original situation we're talking about, everybody involved is maybe had a couple cocktails or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or had an edible, whatever, that's fine, but was not beyond the point of control. Does that situation happen?
Mm-hmm.
Predominantly, the answer to that is no, right? So, I mean, it's what it has started to become, and you're starting to see is that where especially a lot of the younger generation lacks a lot of communication skills, right? So the need to get, like when we're all first new in this, you know, the liquid courage, and I get it. We all need a little something just to
take the edge off.
Okay. But the need to be exceedingly intoxicated, exceedingly medicated, exceedingly train wrecked to do this, that's becoming a problem. What I can appreciate, because there's people like me, there's other friends that there are some nights we're going out to get fucked up. There are nights I'm going out to get fucked up. That's what I'm going out to do. I did that in college. I'm not going out to get laid. I'm going out to get fucked up. That's one thing, because your goal is one thing, but it's can you do both? You know, that's the reality of it, and that's something that's become more and more of a problem. And honestly, I've talked to a couple other folks that also don't drink or don't do drugs, and it's amazing how it's almost like they're being shunned. It's almost like a subculture of like, it's almost like that intimidates the hell out of the people that can't do it without being completely train wrecked. And that becomes a problem. And I don't know how you solve it, right? Except, you know, we preach trying to stay under control. We preach that kind of stuff. but I think that the two topics are directly related, because I think that if we can get people to understand the concept of under control, then you know what, those people are not going to be so intimidated by people that don't drink or don't do drugs, and the overall event is going to go more back to the purpose of what it's supposed to be: meeting, greeting, socializing, whatever, mm-hmm. and not just the party. I mean, we see it with events in our own area that are nothing more than a fucking frat party. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're literally, it's Animal House.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it fucking is, and I don't care how much people in this area want to try to fucking justify or whatever, it's a shit show, you know? And that's, and the lifestyle, and the safety of the lifestyle, and the degree of people wanting to participate in the lifestyle is suffering because of those two things. Mm-hmm. Because the drunker or the more fucked up, the more twisted somebody becomes, the easier it is to inadvertently break a rule or to take advantage of somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sorry, what do we all say about when you're fucking drunk? The truth comes out.
Right.
Right? That includes predatory behavior. Mm-hmm. And you said it about me. Not that I'm predatory. You said it about me. I can hide if I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Or I can also appear drunker than I really am. Mm-hmm. Whichever. Because I control my narrative all the time. Right? Mm-hmm. So now let's say that I was predatory. Let's say that I was. You look at my skill set. I've spent my entire life communication. I just got told this week that my strongest skill set is that I can talk my way into any girl's pants. Okay?
Okay.
Communication. I can manipulate your views of if I'm drunk or not drunk.
Mm-hmm. You fooled me.
And then if I was predatory on top of it. Mm-hmm. Now if you're sitting there and you're thinking about it and you're listening to this right now, now how scary does it become when you send your wife off to go to the bathroom by herself? And I'm between her and the bathroom. Or how scary does it be if I'm outside smoking and she goes out to have a cigarette? There's a lot of people that can do that. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that's what all this ties into, is this predatory type concept. And it's something that we have to address. The situation that we are talking about is something that we're not done addressing it anyways, but it's stuff that has to be addressed. It has to be addressed by each one of us. We have to own accountability when we see this kind of stuff, because honestly, I'm just going to say what it is, because I don't give two fucks. Most of the people that own pages, most of the people that own groups, most of the people that put on events are too much of a fucking pussy to stand up for anybody. When the shit goes south, what they're going to do is they're going to take and they're going to be nowhere to be found. I pride myself on us being the exception to that rule. Shit goes down, I'm going to be stepping right the fuck into the shit. Mm-hmm. So we all have a responsibility. We can't assume or count that someone else is going to solve this issue. So we have to find the courage in ourselves, men and women, to solve the issue.
I've listened to people use it as an excuse. I was drunk. It doesn't matter. It's still a problem.
It is. It is. And in the... Look, having been someone who's made an ass of themselves drunk before, just in real life, okay, it sucks to have to do the fucking...
Well, but there was times, okay, there was times when, a lot of times when we went out, when we were first in the lifestyle, it wasn't actually, when you went to the bar, it was to get drunk. Mm-hmm. You were done with the week, it was to get drunk.
Yep.
We didn't hook up with people.
Nope. No. We had fun.
There might have been a couple of times that you were tipsy and we went and hooked up with somebody.
Oh, yeah, but I was sober by the time we got to the fucking park.
Well, duh.
Well, because, seriously, yes. But I was that way in college. My friends were like, we're going to go get laid. And I'm like, you're an idiot. I was going out to get drunk because I knew I could accomplish that successfully. And if I got laid, that was a bonus. They'd come home sad, depressed, jack off, and go to bed. I was like, that's because I was drunk. You know, so it worked out. Go ahead.
I found that sometimes the people who are jerks or predatory when they have been drinking are perfectly fine when they are sober, and they don't remember what they did, so they don't believe you. So continue to be drunk and predatory at events.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And if you don't have someone that will weed them out,
and some people don't think that they're being predatory or aggressive. They just think that, well, I want this girl. I want to get laid. Come with us. No, come on. You know you want to. Okay, hounding and pressuring doesn't get it either.
Hold on. Neither Brian or I are big on drinking at all, but we have never been shunned, but we are pretty crazy and open without it. Liquid courage can be good or bad, absolutely. Here's the problem is that there's the other thing that has to be defined in the lifestyle. When people go, we need to make the lifestyle better. The lifestyle, to make it better, you have to define what is predatory. And guys my age, guys our age, in your 50s, I got a real fucking solid kick in the balls for you because it's going to suck. Because what's defined now as sexual assault and rape was shit that was completely considered socially acceptable when we were in high school and college. Mm-hmm. It was completely acceptable to badger, hound, whine, pressure, come on, you know you want to. That was not, no one, that wasn't anything bad. That is now considered sexual assault. That is a form of rape. Badgering, hounding. And there's the problem in that you get fucked up. Well, I was just flirting, I was just talking to her. No, you were cornering her. No, you were intimidating her. No, and it can go both ways. Don't get me wrong, it can go either. Or one female, you are intimidating another female. This is the other part that goes with it. Predatory behavior we think of in the lifestyle, especially we are notorious for thinking that it is always man on woman. Mm-hmm. Just like when you watch the sexual discrimination tapes at work, and you know, it's always giggle, giggle, but you know what? Men can be sexually harassed. They can be sexually harassed and badgered by women. They can be sexually harassed by other men. The most, without a doubt, women are far more, I think the predatory behavior, woman on woman badgering is fucking through the roof. The reality is there's more true sexual assault. If you kiss someone and they don't want to be kissed, that's sexual assault. Don't kid yourself. Okay? If you take a party of 200 people, and let it be a party. And look, again, I'm not singling out any party. Every party has their issues. We all do. We're all trying to fight it. And you lined the circle, the whole thing with cops, and said, every time you see one, grab them, pull them out. Handcuff them, put them against the wall. I guarantee I would put money. So you have 100 guys, 100 women. I would put money that you will have more women in handcuffs than you will have guys. Mm-hmm. Because guys, we've been trained at an earlier age not to do that shit. Or they do that shit in the dark recesses of the corners. A woman will walk up. I've watched it happen to you a million times. Will walk up to another woman in front of everyone who says, no, I'm not bi. Oh, come on. And get a kiss laid on them. And get, no, you really are. Get their tits grabbed. Get their ass grabbed. Get their pussy grabbed. Whatever the case may be. And I'm telling you, that, and that's the other part of the fucking problem. And that was part of the problem with that night and that scenario is that it is fucking, just because you have a pussy and she has a pussy doesn't mean that the rules go out the fucking window. And quite honestly, more as a party event planner and whatever, you have to crack the boom on this shit because more couples leave the lifestyle because the woman felt violated by a, are you ready for this? Another woman. More women, more couples leave the lifestyle because the woman felt pressured by, are you ready for this? Other women. Think about that for a minute. Think about that right now. Think, if you're, and when I do my rants, I always say, think of yourself and does this affect you? If you're a female and you're listening to this right now, think about it. Have you ever pressured? Have you ever went, oh, come on, just one? Have you ever just laid a kiss on somebody, whether you knew or not knew?
I've touched somebody.
Look, it's a learning curve. Part of it is a learning curve, but it's the reality of it.
Well, you know. Okay, so Larry said liquid courage also makes a predator more courageous as well, men or women.
Very much so.
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a predator, but with alcohol, I will touch without asking.
You and me.
At least I can't count twice that I've done it.
Well, here's the difference. Look, we're all just people. We all fuck up. So it doesn't, even though we preach and hound it, you know what? If you get fucked up or I get fucked up, we're just like everybody else. Fucked up and you fuck up and you don't ask consent. And it's like, fuck. And which then comes the wonderful fucking, I feel like a huge ass. I'm very, very sorry. The problem is, sorries don't change it. Tiger, had it done to me.
I've had it done to me numerous times.
I mean, but here's the way to look at this. For couples that don't believe me, and couples are going to go, Cole, just people has everything important. Cole's a dick. Because we know that bisexuality amongst males is still, idiotically so, a half-taboo subject in the lifestyle, right?
It's getting better.
And it's getting better. And we know that there are, it is hard to find events where you will find gay couples.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because our open-mindedness, for some reason, stops when it comes to that.
Right.
But think about this for a minute. Guys, think of this when you encourage other women or people to do it to your wife or your wife to do it to somebody else. What would happen at a party, any given party, and you put 10 super buff gay guys at the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just walking up, hey, I'm so-and-so. Are you gay? No, I'm not. Oh, well, but you know you want it, and fucking laid a kiss on a guy.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck would happen? How many people in the little crowd would go, woo, you knew you liked it, woo! And how many guys would be like, oh, you know, okay, yeah, no, please stop, no, please stop. How many guys would do that? Or how many guys would all of a sudden fucking be ready to throw the fuck down? Mm-hmm. And how many of the rest of the people in the group are like, that's totally wrong. Guys go, that's totally wrong. He's not that. Well, why? Why would we react that way, yet if a woman has said, no, I'm not into girls, and it's uncomfortable, we cheer and goad it on and can't understand why she can't just deal with just a little kiss. There was a time you wouldn't have been okay with just a little kiss. You would have faked it. You'd be like, but it wouldn't have made you happy.
No.
And that's the point. I can't read.
Let's see. I try to make sure I have consent before I do anything. Was told I wasn't bi because I didn't want to play with this one lady. They tried to bully me into it. I have a tendency to be quiet in advance because I don't want to be perceived as being overly aggressive. I've also had some people that go, well, that person touched your butt, so I just assume it's okay, I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you, but thanks. First time I met you. Awesome.
And there it is again. See, all these things tie in together, and this is the problem. It's assuming the assumptions. I saw, so I can do it. It's, I'm out of control, but it's okay because, well, it's harmless. It was the alcohol. It's really not that big of a deal. It's this huge issue. It's living up to every single thing that people, every stereotype that people say about the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know why people love to come out to a vanilla bar and watch the show with swingers? And I'm just as notorious for this. I don't know this shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm out. I don't care. But because we live up to the stereotypes that they perceive. It is what it is. There's never been a single stereotype of any type of race, gender, religion, group of people, profession, anything that's good. Stereotypes are never good. There's not a positive stereotype. swingers. We perpetuate it continuously, nonstop. We get drunk and we perpetuate it in front of vanillas. We put on the very show that every movie, TV show has ever shown that swingers will be. And we wonder why we have the issues that we have. We perpetuate with our own actions and our own activities. We perpetuate by being unwilling to look at your messages. Look at your phone. Look at your fucking pictures you took the next day. And look at them. And look and see if the people sitting next to you that you took pictures that you're lopping all over have this mega uncomfortable look on their faces. Look at it. Own it. You can't change the past, but damn it, if you will take 2 minutes and do self-evaluation, you can change the future. I promise you, I swear it with everything that I know is to be good and holy. Karma is a bitch. And if you continue to take and brush these types of things off as it's someone else's problem, someone else's issue, it's not happening to me, it's not that big a deal, she will come riding in on a horse and she will fucking smite you like you have never fucking seen, because when it hits home, it is going to hit like a sledgehammer. At that point in time, at some point in time, when you go, why did this happen to me? Everyone else is going to go, because you let it happen to everybody around you. Or you perpetuated it. That's the choice. That becomes the reality of what we are doing. Perfection is not a reality in mankind, in humanity. It's not. The ability, you know, in John Wick, they say rules is what separates us from the animals. No, that's incorrect. It's the ability to correct our mistakes is what separates us from the animals. And in a lifestyle, as a community as a whole, we need to start making an effort and a point to correct our actions. If we don't, we are truly deserve it to be in a zoo and be treated like nothing more than animals. With that being said, kids, it is time for us to get the fuck out of
Dodge. Wow, that was deep as fuck.
Absolutely. See? Again, thank you so much for witnessing Season 6, Episode 279. We appreciate it so much. We sure hope you'll check out our sponsors, ASMLifestyleMagazine.com, MotorBunny.com, SmokingMeatsBBQTreats.com, and so many more. Visit our website at CrazyCasba.com. Get your tickets for Crazy Winter Nights. We're certainly excited and hope you'll be there with us and party and attend our gala to celebrate all that is good in the world this January 2024. If you'd like to be a vendor, we can hook you up with that as well. In the meantime, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever will. Casba style, out. Bye.